on the side of Branson over the bar. What a brilliant finish to the game. And you know, you've just seen it there, the movement, how you can create the space, because the loud number 6 Paddy Lynch was sitting in the way, and off went McFadden Ferry on a run. He had to go with them, the space was left, it came across to Hugh McFadden, and I'm delighted for Hugh to get on the score sheet. He had such a match, he just on the hooter, he slams the ball over the bar. Donegal 2-22, Louth 12 points. What a second half from Donegal.
Brilliant second half from Donegal. And you know, it's reflective and it's testament to the fitness of the team that in the 70th minute I saw Finbar Rorty going full stretch the length of the field, drew defenders with him, create an open for Hughie McFadden. And I think we had something like 12 scorers today, Brendan. So huge contribution across the field from Padraig Morgan coming up from cornerback to score the first point of the day, right through to Hughie McFadden, who I felt when he came in the second half had an absolutely huge 35 minutes, contested everything in the middle of the field, and he gave Donegal that foothold around that crucial middle area to be able to drive forward. And then you had so many other good performances in the second half that it was easier to play well, Brendan, because they were in so much control all over the field in all the key positions, and they're trying to get off the field as quick as they can now.
This is the tightest market they've got today, Brendan, as the Donegal supporters.
They
go through the Louth defence very easily, not get through this crowd as much. And listen, it's great to see, and you know, you see people out there, and the kids of course mean well, it's such a big thing, they love getting out in the pitch. I'd never want to take that away from them, but I think, you know, Donegal, as you say at the minute, it's important to get in fairly quick. Listen, there's no harm in a wee bit of jersey signing there as long as you don't get swamped too much. We're looking at different players out in the middle of it there. And Brendan, you mentioned some of the performances out there. I mean, you know, there were so many top performances. Maybe we just take Sean Patton's kick outs, you know, for granted at times now, but there's a couple of brilliant kicks from him, and brilliant kicks over the top, no more than the goal in the first half that set was a vital score for Donegal when they weren't playing well. But in many ways, the Finbar Rorty, unbelievable. McCall again and Morgan, a full back line, you know, contributing so much. You know, maybe not as many rooms for Murr today. Jason McGee, the first half. Hugh McFadden, I thought was probably one of our players, maybe the player of the second half.
Yeah.
Thompson, you said, and Conor Donald showing up well. Murphy did his job. Gallen showing a bit of form again. I would say, now, if I was going to pick one, and you can give me your thoughts on this, it was between Kieran Thompson and Finbar Rorty for me for man of the match. Or where would you stand on that?
I would be, yeah, Kieran Thompson, I thought, an excellent game and always does for Donegal. But I thought the young lad, Kieran Thompson, or Finbar Rorty, his attitude and his endeavour to get a tackle in on whoever is in possession. He'll tackle one guy, if Pat, who'll lay it off to the guy behind him. The next thing, Finbar's going to push up on the second guy, and he'll push up on the third guy. He's ferocious in the tackle, but he's also getting forward to great effect. Tagged on 2 points today, was involved in several others, keeps making them unselfish roles. I was watching him at several occasions during the game today, and he seems to be able to get to draw defenders away because he's making so many runs, and opposition teams know the threat that he possesses. So he's been phenomenal for me, and he would be my man of the match if I was picking man of the match today.
Well, I'll let you pick it.
Yeah, I'll pick Finbar Rorty.
He's man of the match, and I'll go with that too, because I was just summing it up just off the top of your head, and sometimes it takes you a while to digest them. I mean, here's another wee man I have to throw in the mix here, is Brendan McCall, right? Because the more than Patton's key goods have been taken for granted, we sometimes take for granted that Brendan's just going to outmark their best player, which he does time and time again, and he caught a couple of kickouts today, yeah, as well. And are we giving him enough credit for what he does now? I still stick with what you're saying, but
no,
maybe those top three were maybe
probably not. Brendan McCall has been phenomenal all year. He's probably one of the best fullbacks, he is the best fullback in my mind in the country at the minute. You got to remember, Sam Mulroy coming in today has kicked 586. Brendan, he didn't score in the first half at all. He kicked 2 points from play in the second half and one from free. Like, they were basically inconsequential at that stage. So it wasn't Brendan McCall's job to stop him as such at that stage. Brendan McCall has been phenomenal all year, and I can't deny that. And you know what's great, Brendan? As a defender, what I would consider myself, that our defenders are getting recognised for the work that they're putting in and for how good they are as man markers, because they are exceptional, and Donegal are very lucky to have them. And the other guy then, of Sean Patton, like, he's sublime every day. Again, you know, we don't give him the credit because we just take it for granted, and he just pops these kickouts around all the time. There was also a period in the second half there where Michael Murphy came alive just for that 5 or 10 minutes. He'd won with quieter games, but the interventions that he made, the two pointer that he made coming down winning a kickout to ensure that Donegal retained possession, was absolutely crucial too. So while he wasn't as influential maybe today as he was other days, we had the luxury of Jim being able to take him off with about 20 minutes to go, get game time into the likes of, you know, Hugh McFadden, Patrick McBrearty came in, Darrow Boyle came in, Orr McFadden, Ferry
came in. A great game to come in.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. All getting, and Oisin Gallen kicking 5 points, I think, from play today too, should do his confidence an awful lot of good. We will expect and we will need big things from Oisin Gallen. Yeah. I hate when pressure on a young player.
His general play, his movement's been fine, Brendan. He hasn't shirked anything.
No.
You know, he's just been waiting for...
It's a confidence thing, I think. And any forward, Brendan, you were one of the best.
Yeah.
Any forward, it's all about confidence. That you get the ball in the key areas that you're able to pop it over the bar. And if you're doing that, you're... confidence is going to be flying, but if things are going against you, you know, people are talking about you, it's not so good. So we need him really playing well in Crow Park.
We're heading back to Crow Park, Ben. It can only be Meath or Monaghan. What have we seen now? Who is the more danger? You know, is there more of a danger? Is there a game you'd prefer? You know, you look at Meath. If it was a couple of months ago, I'd have said, yeah, Meath. But the way they dispatched Kerry, there's some warning signs there. They're a good side, man. Physical, big men at midfield. Different from Monaghan. Monaghan, they're small, they're jinky, they'll get about you. They had that 2-point opportunity to equalise against us in the Ulster quarter. So, you know, where does it lie? Who would you rather play?
Listen, it doesn't matter, Brendan. It's about getting our own performance right. It's about Donegal getting recovered from today. Meath or Monaghan will pose a huge threat to any team that they meet if that team isn't prepared and mentally prepared for the challenge that lies ahead, because Monaghan topped their group, obviously did really well. We've had some huge battles with them. Meath, as you say, are hugely physical around. And by the way, Meath are missing 3 or 4 of their better players too, so they are, that won't be back as such for next weekend. So it just shows you that they could be a threat to come. But Meath having beaten Dublin, and both Dublin and Kerry, is a huge accomplishment for any county in any given year. But I wouldn't say that I prefer one over the other. We'll see what the draw brings out tomorrow morning, and we'll be there anyway, Brendan.
We'll be there. We'll be up in the morning coffee, surely. Listen, Brendan, thank you so much for joining me today and keeping me right. Nobody, Joe Dex here for producing, of course. Filling in for the head of sport, Oisin Kelly was out rallying around the place and doing his job. It was nice to fill in. But he will be back next week, folks. Don't worry, you'll have a proper commentator. Me and Brendan will be flanking him. And listen, we'll speak to you all next week. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Of course, our sponsors, Highland Motors. And we'll speak to you up in Crow Park. Come on, Donegal.